Let's take a look at laboratory and homework number 7. If you open up the material of homework number 7, you'll see it says that this lab, it's our first JavaScript lab and homework. And we've already had a lecture on JavaScript, and I did a number of demos for you in the lab. In the lecture. And indeed, you'll find that this lab 7, all you see here is it says JavaScript 1 show and tell, and is an introduction and a number of examples. And guess what? We've done all of these examples. These examples were all done as part of our lecture. Indeed, the first example is an alert, writing a JavaScript program that includes an alert. Everybody remember what an alert was? What did an alert do? Well, let's look at the example. If you don't remember, I'll just try to open it up in another window. And here it is, and there it is. All right, that's an alert. What did it do? It popped up an informational window, an alert. It alerts you with a message. This one says, hello. Okay, and then when I clicked on it, it wrote a little bit to the page, and if you look at the source code here, you'll see that all this did here was what? Put in an alert. You have an HTML page, you have a head, it has a title, JavaScript example, and in the body there's some text, this is the first line of text, and then you see the script. You see the script section, the opening script tag, which says language equals JavaScript, type equals text JavaScript. And then you see the command, the JavaScript command, the JavaScript instruction. It says alert, and in parentheses a string, in this case hello, and indeed that causes that pop-up window, the informational pop-up window, to appear, and whatever you wrote as part of the string that appears in the window as the information, and then it waits for you to press the OK button. When you press the OK button, the script ends. And then you see this page goes on and prints out. This is the second line of text on the page, and that's the whole example. Any questions? So we've done this. It was part of our demos. We did this as part of the demos that I showed you during the lecture. I just want to point something out. People look at the source code and sometimes don't understand, what is this? You see this? It looks like a tag which has an exclamation point, dash, dash. Anybody know what that is? All right. In JavaScript itself, you can create a comment. What's a comment? It's just informational. It's information that you put into your program, into your page, so that you can put some stuff here. And it's just informational. Now, you can also use comments to block out instructions that should not execute. Now, these examples, if you look at the demos that I gave you the other week, if you look at the demos that we did in the lecture, I don't have these comments there. Because they add confusion to the students unless you point out what the comment is. Now, the comment, what it does is it starts with this tag, with this exclamation point, dash, dash, and then whatever you write after that, this line, next line, so on and so on, you can keep on going, does not get executed. It's just informational for you, the user of this program, the writer of the program. A comment ends with dash, dash, and the closing angle bracket, dash, dash, the closing angle bracket. Now, what do we have here? You see the opening of a comment, you see the alert, and then on the next line, look at this, slash, slash, dash, dash, closing angle bracket. What does that do? Now, it turns out there's a second way to make a comment. There's a second way to make a comment on one line, and that's to begin with this slash, slash. What they did here in this example was uncomment the closing of the first comment. Oh, now I got you really confused. See, what does it say in the beginning of the comment? Hide script from old browsers. They don't need that anymore. Today's browsers all execute JavaScript. In the early days of browsers, there were browsers that didn't know JavaScript. They couldn't do it. They couldn't execute JavaScript. And so to avoid those browsers from getting stuck when they ran into a page that has JavaScript, you were able to comment out the JavaScript. All right, for this browser, we won't do the JavaScript. And so they would put comments. They would open up with the angle bracket, exclamation point, dash, dash, and then surround the JavaScript with a comment and close at the end of the comment is dash, dash, and closing angle bracket. So those JavaScript instructions would not execute. But since we now have a browser, our browsers do execute JavaScript. Internet Explorer does, Mozilla, Firefox does. They all do it today. So we don't have to comment them out. So what they've done is you see this slash, slash right here, slash, slash, dash, dash, closing angle bracket, takes away the closing of the comment, so there really is no comment. And so therefore the JavaScript gets executed. That's all that's happening here. Some students get confused with this. They think when they write their JavaScript, they have to put in this exclamation point, dash, this. You don't. If you look at the demos that I gave you on my website, you'll see I didn't even put in those comments for that reason. It's a little bit confusing if you do. Any questions? All right. This is the first example. I brought it up just to show you that indeed we did do this as part of the lecture. It just demoed an alert for us. Any questions? Now, there's a second example, and that's a prompt with an alert. We did that also. We did that also as part of our demos. If I run it here, okay, open this one in a new tab, you'll see that this demo, what it does is it starts up with a informational alert, hello, okay, and the reason it did that was because the script got blocked, so I'll just get rid of that, and let's see if I can run it again, okay, well, it's not letting me run it here, okay, but if I look at the source code, okay, you'll see that all this has is what? A prompt. There's a prompt. Please enter your name. And after the prompt, it takes an alert and it writes the word hello. And whatever you answer to the prompt, it would store in a variable called name and then concatenate that to hello, and it would say hello whatever name you type in, if I can get it to run here. Any questions? Okay. Get it to run. I'm just going to bring up the other browser for a moment. And I have to change one of the settings here and figure out which settings to change. So if we wait just one moment, and I'll bring up the other browser. And we're getting to the computer science site. And we'll just bring it up here quickly. Okay. Let's get to the labs. This is lab 7. Okay, and just bringing it up again. Here you see it. There it has a prompt. Now you notice in the Internet Explorer up here we were blocked. And I just have to figure out how to get rid of that blockage. But here in the Zill, it's coming up. You enter a name, whatever you want to write, like Joe. And I hit the OK. And then you see the alert comes up, and the alert gives me the information. Hello, Joe. Any questions on that? Okay. Now, that was the second demo. The third demo is prompt and a document write. And I'll demo that for you also. Hello, thanks for looking at my page. That's a simple alert. You do okay, enter a name. I'll put Joe again. You do okay, and then you see it wrote to the document. Now I know your name is Joe. If I look at this code, if I look at the source code, again, this is something we did during the lecture. Starts with an alert. You then have a prompt, and you respond to the prompt. Whatever you put in is stored in a variable, which this demo called your name. And then it has a document write, which again, you see it's going to print a string. Now I know your name is, and it concatenates the value of the variable your name, and that's what's written to the document, to the page itself, not into an alert, not into a pop-up window, but to the page itself. Again, we did this as part of the lecture. Any questions? I'm going through this obviously a little faster because we did this. We did this as part of the lecture, and I'm just showing you that's exactly what you have here. Again, you notice that use of that comment field, but it's not needed. It's just not needed. All right. Let's look at the other example. The final one is BG Color, document BG Color, which we also did. Okay, and just to bring that one up over here, and here you're supposed to pick a color, like, red, and then you see it turns the background red. If you look at the source code here, you'll see that what this consisted of was JavaScript that had a prompt to choose a color, and whatever you entered was stored into this variable called color, and then the next line has a document.bgColor, and it sets the background of your page to the color that you set the variable, the value of the variable that was entered. Again, something we did as part of the lecture. Any questions? So what I did just now was go through the demos that you have available in Lab 7 to show you that we did this. We did this as part of the lecture. Any questions? What I do want to do is now show you the homework, what is required. And just to review that with you, let me open up the homework. So I'm opening up the homework, and what you see here is that homework number 7 requires you to create an HTML page that has some JavaScript. Alright? It's an HTML page. As an HTML page, it's going to have HTML code. Don't forget. You need the opening HTML tag, the closing tag. There's a head. There's a body. It has the form of an HTML page. You just have to include the JavaScript. Now, you'll see the requirements of the homework really follow from what we did as part of the lecture and part of this lab number 7. Take a look. There are three things that have to be done. There are three things. Now, you can do it as three separate HTML pages, or you can do it as one. You can do it as a sequential implementation of the three requirements. Let's follow along and see what the three requirements of this homework are. First, it says write an HTML page that contains a JavaScript alert to say, thanks for visiting my page. What do you have to do here? You have to create a page, and you have to create a JavaScript section, a script section. And how many instructions, how many commands is it going to take to do this? What do you think? Well, you have to make an alert. And it has to pop up a window and say, thanks for visiting my page. So you'll figure out how to do that. Right? Number two, the second requirement. Right? First requirement is just to create an alert, a pop-up window that says, thanks for visiting my page. Number two says, write an HTML page that displays a prompt. It first prompts you. And it says, what is your favorite sport? That is the question. It's a prompt that asks you, what is your favorite sport? And you're going to be typing in a value, which is going to be stored in a variable. Yes, question?
It's in the bottom note.
We're not up to the bottom. We're up to here. Number two. I'm up to three. You're looking at three. Everything in the bottom belongs to item three.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Okay, I understand what your question was, but and it's just a misinterpretation of see, everything from three to the bottom is part three. Okay, I got you. All right, good question. You know, when you ask a question like that, then I understand, oh, what's subject to misinterpretation? Because if you misinterpret, somebody else will also do that. Don't worry. All right, but I'll point out what it is. Anyhow, the second requirement, again, you can do it as a second file. Remember, you're sending me HTML files. Or you can do it as part of the first file. After you have the alert of thanks for visiting my page, you'll prompt me, what is my favorite sport? And so on, you type in a sport, whatever sport you like, football, basketball, whatever you like. And then it responds with, now notice it says, baseball is my favorite sport too. Baseball should be replaced with whatever you happen to type in. In other words, you will respond with, you can make an alert that you can write to the page. It doesn't say that it has to be an alert. It could either be an alert or it writes to the page. Either one. Maybe make an alert. Most people end up making alerts at this point. And the alert, the message of the alert should be whatever was typed in. Let's say football. Football is my favorite sport. Or basketball is my favorite sport. Or whatever I decide to type in. It's a variable. What it should not say as a constant is, baseball is my favorite sport. Oh, yeah, don't worry. We got plenty of this. Remember, it's a variable. There's a prompt that asks you a question. What is your favorite sport? I can write anything. I can write hockey. And that becomes the value of a variable. And then, when I hit OK, there has to be either an alert or write to the document. It says, hockey is my favorite sport. Okay? It replaces that blank with the value of the variable. The only time it should say baseball is my favorite sport is indeed if that's my answer to the prompt. But if I answer a different sport, then it's that other sport. Okay? Any questions? Then there's the third part. All right, so notice these first two parts are really like the first demo, the second demo. All right, no big deal. Third one is write an HTML page that displays a prompt. The first thing is a prompt. What day is it today? Ask you another prompt. What day? And I can answer any day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day I want, and I can even write up some crazy day, right? I give an answer. The value I enter is what goes into the variable. And then it displays a web page that says, on the web page, it creates the web page. So what do you need? You need to write to the web page. You need the JavaScript instruction that writes to the web page. And it says, today is... And as an example, it gives you Tuesday, have a nice day. Notice, just like baseball was replaced earlier with whatever you typed in, same thing here, Tuesday would be replaced by whatever the user happened to type in. It could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever the user types in. It's not a constant, it's a variable. Note, and this is all part of the third section. Yes, maybe they should have written A, B, C, D over here instead of 1, 2, 3, 4. It seems they shouldn't repeat the numbers. But anyhow, note, and this is all for part 3. It says, do not use an alert box for this exercise. For part 3, you have to write to the page, not a pop-up alert. For part 2, you can use an alert to say, football is my favorite sport. For part 3, you have to write to the page. What do you need? Document that right. Okay. 2, the message should be displayed as a header on the web page using H2. Maybe they should have said heading. Heading font. They want you to use the H2 font, which means as part of the document write, you have to send the H2 tags to the page. The H2 tags are not constant on the page itself, but they actually are sent to the page as part of the document.write instruction. The day of the week has to be italicized. See this Tuesday? It's italicized. And if I typed in Wednesday or Thursday, then that word has to be italicized, not the whole thing. So again, the tag for italicizing and turning off italics has to be sent as part of the document write. And so you have to figure out how to do that. And finally, remember that the message displayed by the instruction document.write can include text and HTML tags, and that is just to tell you that parts 2 and 3, you have to include in the sending, in the document that write as part of the parameter, you have to send tags to the page, the H2 tags, and whatever you need to turn on and off italics, and of course the information. Today is Tuesday, and you're going to be doing a concatenation. Notice it's going to have to be a concatenation of different sections. There today is, which is just in the H2 font, and Tuesday, which also has italics, and then have a nice day, which once again does not have italics. So you have to figure out how to send this to the page. Any questions? So that's this homework 7. It's 3 parts. You can do it as 3 files. You can do it as 1 file. 1 file with 3 sections. Why not? Any questions on homework number 7? What you have to submit is an HTML file that includes this JavaScript. Any questions? Yes. You can send it in 3 different HTMLs if you so desire, 3 different files, or again, make a one. Just make sure that you test it out before you send it. Make sure that you test it in a browser, that it works, before you send it to me. Okay, and make sure it has the proper, it's an HTML file, not a text file or anything like that. It's an HTML file. Any questions? Yes. Yes, you have to do the HTML tags. Yeah, you need HTML tags, you need a head, you need a body. Now, you might as well just make a simple title. You can put a title in it if you want. Okay, make a title, homework number 7. That's the title of it, HW7. No, you don't have to do forms or not yet, not for this. You don't have to do any forms, you don't have to do any images. Just meet the requirements. This is just a script. You just have to write a script that does these 3 things. It has an alert, it has a prompt and an alert, and then it has this prompt, and then it creates the italics and the header, and no big deal. You can do it as 3 separate files. By the way, when you do the implementation, do it step by step so you understand. Don't try to do everything at once. That's hard. Because when it doesn't work, then where did it go wrong? So do the first step. Get the alert to work. When that works, go on to the second step. If you have trouble there, back up. How far did it work? And when you get the prompt and the alert to work, then you go on to step 3. So do it incrementally, and you get done a lot faster. Any other questions? That concludes our intro to homework number 7.